Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Kathy from Cambridge up next, but we lost you, Kathy. Give us a call back. You can join us as well. Everybody listening at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the election results from yesterday. They were incredible, huge wins. But let's dig in to some of these lesser known races. The first thing, first order of business is I wanted to take just a wee bit of sound from Governor Newsom, whom I think has made a pretty compelling case for his candidacy for president of the United States in 2028. Let's listen to Gavin Newsom talk about the huge win in California on Prop 50, again, by a nearly 28-point margin. That wasn't even close. Take a listen to this.
Well, good evening, everybody. And let me underscore, it's been a good evening for everybody, not just the Democratic Party. But what a night for the Democratic Party, a party that is in its ascendancy, a party that's on its toes, no longer on its heels, from coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Other states with the remarkable leaders that have been doing remarkable things meet this moment head on as well to recognize what we're up against in 2026. And let me make this crystal clear. We can de facto end Donald Trump's presidency as we know it the minute Speaker Jeffries gets sworn in as Speaker of the House of Representatives. It is all on the line, a bright line in 2026.
Pretty compelling, yes. If you've ever been motivated to get involved or not motivated to get involved, maybe you found a catalyst here. By the way, Jamie, I think it's really interesting. Haven't heard a peep on our text line from any of our MAGA supporting listeners.
Not today. They've been quiet today.
Very quiet. Let's get in one of our callers before we drill down a wee bit. Kathy, thank you for your patience. Kathy from Cambridge. Say hello to Jamie. What you got for us?
Hi, Jamie. I just heard something on Tom Hartman earlier when people were talking, and I agreed that you know, one of the reasons the mudslinging didn't work this time, the Republicans' usual campaign on just, you know, trying to make the other guys look bad, didn't work because all of a sudden, you know, trans and gay rights and male chauvinists, when this stuff's hitting their pocketbook, all of a sudden it wasn't as important when they're seeing struggling just like the rest of us. So I think that's another bright side to why it's going to be a blue wave in 26. This, with petty stuff's not going to cut it.
Yeah, I think, Kathy, you're right on. We've been talking about, I think the Democrats were laser focused on economic messaging, creating fair opportunities for working people, creating and making sure that the policies that are enacted into legislation in this country reflect what the vast majority of us think should be happening. We've had a disconnect. And as much as people might emotionally want to lean into MAGA movement or anti-wokeism or for whatever set of reasons, the reality is when you step back from that, as Kathy was saying, and you look at what policies the MAGA movement gets done and what policies impact people directly, yeah. It's the economy, stupid, right? You invoked James Carville from years ago, Jamie. And Donald Trump ran on, yep, all of that culture war stuff was there. But what he ran on was your eggs are too expensive and I'm the only one that can fix it. And he hasn't fixed it. He's made it worse. And he's demonstrating with the Gilded Age Gatsby party and in every freaking moment that he doesn't care about any of these people. He only cares about him and his billionaire bro buddies. That is it. Let's get in Troy from Mount Horeb before we run out of time this segment. Hey, Troy from Mount Horeb. Say hello to Jamie. Thank you for your patience. What you got for us this afternoon?
Hello to you both. What a great night it was last night. Did you see the utter and complete racism on Twitter when Mamdani won with the 9/11 stuff and how horrible that was.
Yeah, when backed into a corner, you know, what does a feral animal do? It lashes out.
Right.
And that and strain in MAGA, right, that feral sort of, you know, xenophobic, whatever ism you want to use, Trump has capitalized on that. That's part of his base. We talked about Nick Fuentes yesterday and the anti-Semitism problems. But that is part of it, right?
Yep. And I don't say this to bring people down, but I say this because they show themselves every time something like this happens. You know, Mamdani won, so now we're going to show ourselves. This is who we are. And people need to remember that.
Yeah, Troy, what I want, I don't care what a candidate's color, gender, religion is. What I want are leaders that are there in a humble way to do what will work for the vast majority of us. And to try to break the bonds of servitude between elected officials and mega corporations and billion-dollar donors. The Supreme Court has created that. We've talked about the Montana plan here for states to take action to redefine what corporations have rights to do or the power to do in their states, and to eliminate the power of corporations, which are incorporated on a state-by-state basis, to spend on elections. We have to take our democracy back. Yesterday was an incredible step in that direction. Jamie and I are, I promise you, now this next time, we're going to get to these lesser-known races and talk about some of these incredible statistics. Nobody else is talking about this stuff like we will. Stick around. Those lesser-known races and their import for you and your family, that's coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.